Chapter 8. Now she reaches mightily from end to end, and administers all things well. I loved her, and sought after her from my youth, and I sought to take her for my bride, and was a passionate desirer of her beauty. To her nobility of birth, she adds the glory of a companionship with God. Even the master of all loves her. For she is an initiate in the experience of God, and a selector of his works. Now if riches are a desirable possession in one's lifetime, what is richer than wisdom, who produces all things? Now if mindfulness is productive, who among what exists is a better craftsman than she? And if a man loves righteousness, the fruits of her labors are excellences. For she teaches sound-mindedness and mindfulness, righteousness and manliness. Nor is there anything in one's lifetime more useful for men than these things. But also, if one yearns for much experience, she knows things from the beginning and infers those yet to come. She is versed in the turnings of discourses and the solutions of riddles. She has foreknowledge of signs' importance and of the outcome of seasons and times. Moreover, I determined to take her to live with me, knowing that she would be my counselor while all was good, and my advice in concerns and in grief. For her sake, I should have glory among the crowds, and honor from elders, though I am but a youth. I should become keen in judgment, and should be marveled at in the sight of powerful men. They would abide my silence and attend my utterance. And as I uttered words at greater length, they would place their hands upon their mouths. For her sake, I should have immortality and leave an age-long memory to those who come after me. I should administer peoples, and nations would be subject to me. Horrible tyrants, hearing of me, would fear me. In the multitude, I should appear good, and in war, manly. Within my house, I should sleep beside her, for this companionship with her involves no bitterness, nor does living with her involve any pain, but instead merriment and joy. When I took account of these things within myself, and reflected them in my heart, that there is immortality in kinship with wisdom, and good pleasure in her friendship, and unfailing riches in the toils of her hands, and that there is mindfulness in the frequenting of her company, and good renown in communing with her accounts, I went about seeking how to take her for my own. Now, I was a well-favored boy, and was also allotted a good soul. But rather, being good, I attained an unstained body. But knowing that I could not otherwise possess her unless God gave her, now this too was mindfulness to know whose favor she was, I went to the Lord and besought him and said with my whole heart,